You know, if the whole chapter has 67 verses in it, and I could not possibly read the whole chapter, but I'll be referring to it throughout this message. But what I have as my title is A Bride Sought and A Bride Found. A Bride Sought and A Bride Found. In this chapter, most people see it as a historical story. But in this chapter, Genesis 24, we have one of the fullest and most blessed revelation of God's electing love and grace for the bride that He has chosen, the bride of Christ, the sinner. And we see that sinner is brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me give you how this thing sets up. Abraham is a type of the father. Isaac is a type of the son. Eliezer is a type of the Holy Spirit. And Rebekah is the sinner brought to the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to the Son. Very simple, very plain, very easy to understand. And let me read these first four or five verses again, and then we'll start. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And you know, He blessed him, Abraham, in all things, just like He blessed us in Christ. All spiritual blessings are in Christ. And so God had blessed Abraham. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had. That's why he's a type of the Holy Spirit. Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure, perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me into this land. Do I need then to bring your son back into your land? Abraham, no, don't you dare take my son back down there. But now let me tell you how this thing started. Seeking a bride for his son. Isaac seeking a bride, or Abraham seeking a son for a wife for his son. First of all, we see it was the Father's will and the Father's purpose. Ain't that what it says there in verse 4? He said that thou shalt go unto my country, into my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. It was the Father's will and the Father's purpose. And you know that God, before the world ever began, before He ever put the stars in the sky and ever made the sun to shine, God willed and purposed to have a bride, have a people for His son. It was the Father's will. All, you know, everything God does, He does on purpose. And His will is going to be carried out. And as Abraham said, I want you to go and get a son, get a bride for my son Isaac. And the Father's the one that had the will. And what did you reckon God ever purposed anything that it didn't come to pass? Huh? We were chosen in Christ when? Before the foundation of the world. And the Father had a will and He had a purpose. And whom He purposed, He also called, and whom He called, He also justified, and whom He justified, He also glorified. And then one of my favorite verses in all the Bible, the one that God used to reveal the gospel to me and make my heart understand it, was this, that God who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So just as Abraham had the will and the purpose to have a bride for his son Isaac, God willed and purposed to have a people and a bride for his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And believe me, they'll everyone be there. He's going to get them. Huh? And oh, look what else he said there in verse 1. He said, go to my country. go to my country. Where in the world's our place on this earth that don't belong to God? That's what he said, the Lord God of heaven, the Lord God of earth. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. The earth belongs to him. There's no place you can't go where it's not his country. I'll tell you what, you know, I'm setting foot right here, right now. And you know where this spot belongs to? It belongs to God Almighty. He blesses me to stand here. When I walk out the door, I'm going to walk. When I go to home, I'm going to be somewhere where God is, that God owns it all. Mm-hmm. Huh? Go to my country. Where can you go where it's not God's country? And look what else he said. He said, to my kindred. Go take to my kindred. Let me tell you something else. We've always been the Lord's kindred. Never was a time we didn't belong to him. Never was a time we didn't belong to him. We've always been God's people. That's why Paul said, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. He said, told Jeremiah, said, before I formed you in the belly, before you was ever conceived, I knew you and I called you to be a prophet. Huh? Oh my goodness. For whom he foreknew, them he also did predestinate. We've always belonged to God. I tell you what, that's something folks fuss and fight over what God does. Let me tell you something. God's eternal and everything he ever does based on eternity. Eternity. He chose us before time began, and he'll have us after time ceases to be. There never was a time we did not belong to God. We're his kindred. Huh? Oh, we're his kindred. Go in there and then listen. And then look what else happened. Now here this Eleazar, the servant, he took off. And he took off with everything for his master. Went looking for a wife for his son. But now look at about the son's position now. Look over here in verse 35. You know, let me back up a minute before we look over there. Here's what happened. The servant left and he took his master's, Abraham's property and riches and wealth. Went down there to find a bride for his son Isaac. Well, when he got down there, he prayed and said, Lord, you please direct my journey. And so he stopped at this well. And Rebekah came to this well. He said, please part and send the woman that's going to be my master's wife. And Rebekah come out. And he said, would you give me a drink of water? And he did. He said, Lord, well, who I asked to give a drink of water? She gave him a drink of water. And she said, well, listen, I'll even get water here to water your camels. And then we got plenty of room at our house. You come to my house. You come to my father's house. And we'll take care of you and we'll take care of all your property. So that's what happened. So they get down there and look what he says about the son. First of all, he said in verse 34, I'm Abraham's servant. And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men service, maid service, camels and asses. And listen to this now. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. And listen to this now. And unto him hath he given all that he has. Who do you think controlling, you know? It says about our Lord Jesus Christ. It says this about him. Thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And oh my, look over here in chapter 25 and verse 5. Look what it says over here. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. All of his wealth, all of his power, all of his glory. Everything that he had, he said, I'm giving to my son. And God Almighty, before the world began, he said, I'm going to put everything in my son. Every soul led this world and all its is going to be in my son's hand. Now you keep Genesis 24 and go to Colossians with me. Go to Colossians. I'll give you a little while to get there because it'll take me a minute to get there. Just a little while to get there. But go to Colossians chapter 1 and I want to show you something about the son. You know, it pleased the... We are complete in him who's the head of all principalities and powers. But look what it says here in Colossians chapter 1. And look what it says down here in verse 16. For by him, Christ is the image of the invisible God. For by him, for by him were all things created. Everything in this world was created by God Almighty, by His blessed Son. Things that are in heaven, you look at stars, sun, moon, everything up there, that blue sky, He created it. And if you look at everything on this earth, all the creation around us, Christ created it. Now watch this. Whether you can see it or whether you can't see it, whether it's somebody on the throne, whether it's a president or whoever else it is, whether it's on the throne or dominion, that means from sea to shining sea, from the north to the south. And principalities and all the powers that exist in this world, all things were created by him and for him. And listen to this, he is before everything. And you know how everything keeps on keeping on? By him, all things consist. And listen to this now. And he's the head. He's the head of the body, the church. And look what it says now. That in all things he might have the preeminent. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Oh, bless his holy name. I'm telling you. God in the time past spake unto the fathers by the prophets. In these last days he's spoken by his son, who is the image of the invisible God. And he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So I tell you what, God gave him a name that's above every name. And one of these days, every knee, when this judgment, the day of judgment comes, when this world winds up, God's going to say, everybody on this earth, who's ever been on this earth, and all of them will be raised from the dead, and they'll all stand there, and God will say, bow the knee right now. Who are you going to bow to? To Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Why? So God gets all the glory, because he put all his glory in his son. Huh? And I tell you what, I couldn't tell you how many times I've said it. You've heard me say it over and over again. We bow the knee right now to the Lord Jesus Christ. We attribute everything to him. Everything to him. I give it, my life is his. My breath is his. My time is his. Everything that my soul is his. And if I had 10,000 souls to commit to him, I'd commit every single one of them to him. Because he's got the name, he's got the glory, he got the power. Bless his name. Now look at what about the bride now? What about the bride? The first thing that he said over here was, he said, now go unto my country, back over in Genesis 24, my kindred, take a wife unto my son. Now let me tell you what this means. Before she knew it, before she had anything to have, anything, didn't even know anything was going on. She did not know this conversation. She did not know Eliezer that was coming down there. She didn't have a clue what was going on. But she's going to be Isaac's bride. She's going to be the bride of the son, and everything he had, she's going to get. Huh? And let me tell you something else about her. She was a far, 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 far away. And she didn't know Abraham. She didn't know Isaac. She didn't know the will. She didn't know the purpose. She didn't know anything about it, what Abraham and Eliezer was talking about. She didn't know he was on his way down there. She had no clue. She was far off in another country. And oh my, that's the way we were. Oh, we were so far off from God. So far off in our experience. We know now what God purposed before the world, but I tell you, in our experience, we were so far off, that we did not know that God willed to save us. We did not know God's purpose. We did not know the message about the Son. We had no clue about it until somebody came and told us. And that's the way it was. We was far off. And that's what our Lord, you know what our Lord said about the world? He said, I pray not for the world, but for those thou hast given me out of the world. Huh? Oh, ain't that what he said? He said, I know my sheep. He said, I have sheep which are not of this fold. And I know my sheep and am known of mine. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I'll seek those sheep, and I'll find those sheep. He's like that prodigal, you know, it's like that sheep that was lost. He leaves the 99. He leaves all the ones already safe in the fold, all the people that's already safe in the fold. He leaves all of them, and he said, I got a lost sheep over there. And he went looking for that lost sheep. Was there any danger he's not going to find it? And he goes into the wilderness. And that's where we were. We were in the wilderness of sin. We was in the darkness of sin. We was in the wilderness of this world. And our Lord Jesus Christ, he come and found us. And you know what it says? When he found it, he laid on his shoulder. And I've said this before. Over in Isaiah 9 it says he has the government of the world on his shoulder. Just on one shoulder. Didn't say shoulders. So he's got sheep on one shoulder and the world on the other. And he can handle all of it. That's how glorious our Lord is. That's how blessed our Lord is. Oh my. I tell you something. All that the Father gives me, what's going to happen to them? They're going to come. As Eve was in Adam, when God made Adam, Eve was already there. God just had to bring her out. God just had to create her. And that's the way we were. We were always in Christ. God just had to bring us to him. Oh, and now let's look at what the servant had to say. Look what the servant had to say. First of all, down here in verse 32, you know the servant had authority in the house. And Abe says that he ruled over all that he had. He had authority in the house. And this is the Holy Ghost. This is the service. This is the Spirit's mission. First of all, he had all the authority to go and do. Abraham sent him to do this. He was sent by the Father. Had our Lord Jesus Christ come into this world? How did he come into this world? God sent him. When our Lord Jesus Christ, even before he was born, they come and told him that, Mary, you're going to have a child. Who's he going to be? He's going to be the Son of God. He's going to be the Holy One of Israel. He's going to be for the consolation of Israel. And I tell you what, he come and he's the Father sent him. The Father sent him into this world with one mission. Well, let me give you two missions. First of all, was to honor and glorify his Father in doing his will every moment of every day of all of his life perfectly. And the second thing was not only to honor his Father, but to save his people from their sin. And our Lord Jesus Christ, that's what they said about him, that before he was ever born, name him. Why you want to name him? Jesus. What's he going to do? Save. Who? His people. From what? Their sin. And if he saves you, as far as he's concerned, you ain't got no more sin. Ain't that what he come to save us from? Oh, I love that old song we sang. You know, in that, about that mercy seat, where we'll go where their sin and sense will never, ever bother us again. Oh, my. And I'll tell you something else. He was sent in the name of the Son. He said, I want you to go and get something for my son. I want a bride for my son. I want a wife for my son. And when the Holy Spirit comes, here's what he says. Our Lord said, when the Holy Spirit's come, he shall not speak of himself. But he shall take the things of mine and show them unto you. Now look over here. Look over here in verse 32. Oh my. First of all, he was sent in the name of the Son, sent by the Father, had authority. And then he began to declare the Abraham's, the Father's purpose. And in verse 32, and the man came into the house, into Laban's house, and he ungirded his camels and gave straw and provender for the camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set food before him, set meat before him to eat. But now listen to this now. But he said, I'm not going to eat until I've told mine Aaron. And he said, speak on. And the first thing he said, I'm Abraham's servant. I'm not here in my own name. I'm not here to do anything else but tell you what my master said. I'm not here to tell you anything but what he told me to tell you. I'm not saying nothing else. I'm not even going to eat until I tell you what I'm here for. Huh? And then he said, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. And he has become great, and he'd given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, men's service, maid service, camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare son. He's telling the Father's will and the Father's purpose. To my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all things. Now listen to this. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell. I don't want my son to marry any of these heathens around here. That's what he's saying. And oh my. And my master made me swear, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of Canaanites where I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son. So he declared the Father's purpose. And he did not speak of himself. And oh my. And he says, peradventure that the woman will not follow me. Now let me tell you something. He said, suppose that woman won't follow me. Do you want me to bring my son down? Bring him down to this country? He said, oh no, no, no. My son's going to stay right in the position of power and authority. If that woman don't want to go, if anybody don't want to go, you're free of that. And what he's telling us is, and this is the thing, we cannot bring the son down no matter what happens to anybody. Christ has got to get all the glory, all the authority, all the power. And we're not going to bring him down and try to do our dead level. The free Arminian would say this, Jesus right here. He's right here. You come down here in the front and accept him. That's what he says. Now you can't take my son down there. Don't you dare do it. If the woman don't go, don't take my son. I want him to stay right where he's at. And that's what we do. We preach him right where he's at. We're not going to bring him down to try to appease man's flesh and talk somebody into something. No, no. And then look what happens here in verse 53. Oh, he didn't speak of himself, and look what he said. And the servant, now he's talking to Rebecca. Rebecca's before him. And he says there in verse 51, let her be thy master's son's wife as the Lord has spoken. And Abraham's servant heard their words. He worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Now watch what he does now. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver showing you he's going to take the things of that belongs to Isaac and show them unto her. And he took jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. Now, oh my. He said, this is how wealthy my son is. This is what you're going to get. You know what silver stands for in the scriptures? Redemption. The tabernacle set on silver sockets. And that was the price of redemption, showing redemption. Redemption, blood redemption. And then the gold represents Christ's deity, His power, His glory, His wealth, His preciousness. And then that raiment that He gave her, that tells us of the righteousness of Christ. You get new clothes. You're going to be dressed in something precious, something new. And I tell you, He said, listen, you got silver, you've been redeemed. You got my Master, He's deity, He's God Almighty. And I tell you something else. He said, He's got special clothes just for nobody but you, and He's going to put it on you. He took the things of Isaac and showed them unto her. And then look what else it says. He gave them to Rebekah. She didn't deserve them. She didn't even ask for them. But He said, listen, I got something to give you. And He gave it to her. Everything we got, God gave to us. That's what I'm telling you. He gave us redemption. He gave us Christ. He gave us a robe of righteousness from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. And oh my. And He gave them to Rebekah. And let me tell you something else now. And the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost cannot and will not have fellowship with us until He makes known the Son and the character of the Son, the glory of the Son, and the wealth of the Son. And when He does that, it tells in verse 61 that He takes her all the way back, all the way to home. But I want you to see, and let me tell you something else. He went down there after a particular person. Let me tell you something He did not do. He did not go into the town. Listen, my Master's really, really wealthy, and He's looking for a bride. Anybody here want to be married? Anybody here want to know anything about my Jesus? Anybody here want to know about the Lord Jesus? Anybody want to be? Line up here. Just get in line. Now we'll go. We'll see. You know, and that's what they do. You know, people. Listen, He did not go down through there hollering, anybody want my Master's son? You're welcome to Him. You can have Him on any terms you want. No, He was sent down there to get one person, a particular person. And He went to a particular person. He went to one person. And that one person heard the message. She heard the message. Look what it says in verse 58. Oh, look at the power of the message. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? What'd she say? I'll go. Yeah, I'll go. But now look what happened back up here. Oh my goodness. Look how it attracted her. Look what it says up here in verse 55. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, a full year or 10 months, what she's saying. At least 10, and after that she shall go. They're trying to get her. Stay home, honey. Stay here with us a little bit while. Don't go. Don't go with him. Don't go. Don't leave us. Don't forsake your mama. Don't forsake your brother. Don't forsake your house. Oh. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I go to my Master. And oh my, they tried to get her to stay. Oh, they wanted her to stay. And they said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll call her and ask her what she wants to do, what she's willing to do. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, without go with this man. And she said, I'm going. Mama, I know you want me to stay, but I'm going. I'm going. I've seen too much. I've heard too much. I've seen something about His glory. I've seen it. I'm going. And I tell you, that's why He said, if she's not willing to go. And that's what the gospel is. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Oh, it attracted Rebecca. He done no pleading with her. He done no begging. He done no, please, would you go? Would you? Well, please, I want you to go. No, no. All He done is just went and told her. The Father's will, the Father's purpose, and the Son's wealth, and everything about that Son. Oh, my. It was the goodness and the glory of the Father and the Son that won her heart. They never said anything about wrath. No, no. If you don't go, you know what's going to happen to you? No, no. Oh, they tried to get her to stay, but she is ready to go. Ready to go. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you that I remember years ago, years and years ago. Oh, and somebody would, you know, they'd have these meetings and people would go and get in people's laps and cry over them, trying to get them to accept Jesus and come to the front. And they would, you know, and they'd sing every verse and everything they could possibly do to get them to come up to the front, to make some kind of profession. And oh my, please come, please come. And they'd get in their laps and cry and weep and all that. And people say, well, they held on to the bench till their knuckles were white. No, no, that don't happen. When you hear the gospel, when you hear about the Son, when you hear about His power and His glory and His clothes, you're coming. You are coming. You don't have to be begged. You don't have to be pleaded with. All you got to do is hear the message. And that's what she done. She heard the message. And that message had power. That message had power. And oh my. She did for the glory that was... She left everything behind because of the glory that was revealed of her. She saw the riches of the thumb. And here's something else. She trusted everything to what Abraham promised. Abraham promised that everything in my Son, everything I have belongs to my Son. And the Father made a promise to that Son, I'm giving everything to you. Everything to you. And beloved, she accepted it all by faith. She said, I'm going to go. She hadn't seen the Son. She hadn't seen the Father. But she said, I believe that promise that He made concerning His Son. And I'm going to go. She accepted everything by faith. And now look what happens. And in verse 61... And Rebekah arose, her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Oh my, when the Holy Spirit comes to get you, you're going His way. He's like that, you're like Bartimaeus that Gabe preached on Saturday night. He said after Bartimaeus was received his sight, His scripture says he followed Jesus in the way. That's what happened when God does something for you. You follow Him. She followed Him in the way. Oh my. And they went His way. And Isaac, that son that had every power, all the glory and all the wealth and all the riches, came from the way of the well of Lahat Roi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventime, like our Savior goes out to pray, like our Savior went up in the evening. And he looked up. He looked up, lifted up his eyes, and looked up, and he saw some camels coming. He saw some camels coming. And then Rebekah, she looked up, and she saw Isaac. She saw him walking around out there in the field, meditating. And when she saw Isaac, she lighted off her camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? Oh my, Christ right there. Oh, What man is this out here walking? Who is this? And the servant said, it's my master. It's my master. And the servant says, my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. Oh my. Oh, Isaac saw her coming. Oh, and then look what happened. And he saw her coming, and when she saw him, she got off her camel. She went running to him. And she covered herself in his presence. You know, she humbled herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things. And look what it says now. And Isaac brought her into his mother's, Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. It's a great mystery. Bride, Christ and his tribe. And listen to this. And he loved her. He loved her. Oh my. Huh? Oh boy, I tell you what. And you know what our Lord Jesus Christ said? Isaac loved her. And Christ loved us with an everlasting love and records of loving kindness he drew us. And it says Christ loved us and gave himself for us. And then our Lord prayed this in John 17:24. He said, Father, I will that everyone you give me be with me where I am. What? For one reason. What? To behold my glory. And that's why she saw the glory of Isaac. She said, and you know what? Isaac said, oh, this is my wife. It's my wife. And you know, it says over in Revelations, one of the brethren read it the other day. They read it the other day, and it says there that the bride had made herself ready. How? She is clothed in white, and her robes were washed white in the blood of the Lamb. That's how they made themselves ready. They washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. You reckon, you know, that's what if she's not willing? And I tell you one thing. It was the day of power for Rebekah. It was the day of revelation to Rebekah. It was the day of salvation for Rebekah. It was the day of marriage to Rebekah. And it was the glory of Christ and the glory of Isaac that made her want to go. And if you ever see the Lord Jesus Christ, you're coming. There's no way you're not coming. Huh? I'm willing to leave it right there. Huh? God's going to get his bride. Huh? Going to get a bride. And they're all going to be dressed in white. Dressed in white. Our Father, in the blessed, blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for allowing us to meet here today. Thank you for your gospel. Thank you for your precious word. Thank you for something so plain, so clear, so simple, so easy for us to understand, for those who've got the understanding. Bless this word to our hearts and our understanding. Bless it to the salvation of sinners. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Come and lead us in Sands of Time Are Sinking. Okay? I think that would be an appropriate song. The Sands of Time Are Sinking.